Listener Production.
Good morning and welcome to Far North Queensland Local News. It's Eloise Arnold with you to share the headlines from our backyard and beyond. Here's what we're covering today, Friday, March 31. Forensic Crash Unit investigates Portsmouth fatality. Jack's Law passed by State Parliament overnight. And the Cairns Cross Cultural Liaison Office officially opens today. The Forensic Crash Unit is investigating a fatal accident that happened in Portsmouth yesterday. Investigations indicate a 69-year-old motorbike rider hit a stationary utility vehicle at the intersection of Lyon Street and Ray Jones Drive. The man was transported to Cairns Hospital with critical injuries, where he later died. Inspector Monique Ralph says that the investigation is continuing, and she urges anyone with CCTV or dash cam vision from the area to come forward.
It appears that he was attempting to make a turn and something has then occurred which has resulted in him colliding with that parked vehicle. So at this stage, as I say, we're still trying to understand why that's occurred, and as I say, the dash cam is critical and any other witnesses to coming forward to helping us.
Far North Queensland Police will be given new powers to combat knife crime in the state, with Jack's Law passed overnight by State Parliament. As our reporter Courtney Thomas explains, the reforms will see the trial of wanding powers extended for 2 years and expanded to Far North safe night precincts and on public transport.
Queensland officers will be able to use metal detection wands to search people for weapons in safe night precincts and on public transport. It follows unanimous support for Jack's Law in Parliament last night.
Jack's Law Amendment Bill, be agreed to. Those of that opinion say aye.
Aye.
Those against, no. I think the ayes have it.
The law was named in honour of late teen Jack Beasley, who died after being stabbed in the chest on the Gold Coast in 2019.
Today is the official opening of the Far Northern District Cairns Cross Cultural Liaison Office, a joint initiative of Cairns Regional Council and the Queensland Police Service. Situated at the Cairns Esplanade, police liaison officers will be stationed at the council building with an aim to support council in reducing antisocial incidents in the CBD. Let's take a look at some sport now. In their round 5 NRL game against the Bulldogs, the North Queensland Cowboys have a few changes to their side. Brendan Elliott is named to start on the left wing outside Valentine Holmes after Murray Taulagi suffered a knee injury last week. Prop James Tamo suffered a foot injury and centre Gahamut Shibasaki is out with his hamstring. Helam Luki will replace Jeremiah Nanae, who took the option of 2 weeks with an early guilty plea after being charged with his spear tackle on Titans back Philip Sammy. The Bulldogs will host the Cowboys at Accor Stadium, with all the action kicking off at 6:15 p.m. on Sunday. And in the rivalry round of the Host Plus Cup this weekend, the Northern Pride will take on the Townsville Blackhawks in a fight for the Kenfross Holmes Cup. Coach Ty Williams says that Will Partridge is nursing a broken hand and debutante Bernard Lewis will play centre.
Yeah, it's broken. It is, but it's whether he can play with it or not. We might even give Lewis a bit of a trot on Saturday night and see how he goes.
The Pride will host Townsville at Barlow Park on Saturday, with the Academy teams playing from 11 and the A grade kicking off at 5:30 p.m.